Owen Oakeshott. No role could have been better designed to tickle Antony's fancy. No bed partner, either. Just as had been intended, he had speedily made Cleopatra his mistress, and passed a delightful winter with her in Alexandria.
Well, Ted, I would say this is something approaching the naked truth, isn't it? It's a real cards-on-the-table stunt. I mean, we're in the land of no holds barred now. Well, how else can you interpret it? To pinch your younger brother's specially made cheese roll when he...
But who are you?
Asked Mr. Lazy.
We're bustle and busy, they replied.
Oh,
said Mr. Lazy.
Come along now,
said Mr. Busy. We haven't got all day.
But,
said Mr. Lazy.
No time for buts,
said Mr. Busy.
Or ifs, added Mr. Bustle.
Let me tell you something about my life. I have the Duke of Buckingham on the phone to me for an hour after rehearsal every evening complaining that the Duke of Gloucester is sucking boiled sweets through his speeches. The Duke of Clarence is off for the entire week doing a commercial for Madeira.
I crouch, animal startled at the stinking cloak now gathering over the planet. Young monkey bile in its pockets, old monkey piss on its buttons. Already I squat dumb before the mighty cacophonous wave, my gaping mouth stringed with saliva, already a puzzled ghost. And I'm not even 50.
What a brazen-faced varlet art thou to deny thou knowest me! Is it 2 days ago since I tripped up thy heels and beat thee before the king? Draw, ye rogue! For though it be night, yet the moon shines. I'll make a sop of the moonshine of you. Draw, ye whoreson cullionly barbermonger! Draw!